Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 73. Surely, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts come iniquity. The evil conceit of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge?" This is what the wicked are like, always carefree. They increase in wealth. Surely, in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning. If I had said, "I will speak thus," I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved, and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart, my fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Father, we want to give you thanks. And we praise you for your word, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who brings to us your word and who help us to hear your voice. We thank you for everything you give and provide for us. Lord, anoint my lips and help me to deliver your message. And let your message bring once again hope, healing, assurance, good health, sound mind, O God, peace in the heart of your people. We'll bring direction your word, O Lord. We'll give wisdom, O God. We'll rebuild up your people and their faith unto you, O Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Lord, take your message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to the people who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The one who wrote this psalm, his name is Asaph. Asaph testifying that God is good. The Lord is good to Israel. The Lord is good to his people. The Lord is good to those who follow him. To those who are pure in heart. Those who have set their heart to follow God. God is good to them. But for Asaph, there was a problem. He said, but as for me, my feet had almost slipped. He said, I almost fall down. I almost stumbled. There was something Asaph was not able to understand. He knew that God is good, God is righteous, God is faithful, God is gracious. But there's one thing he could not understand. He said, I had nearly lost my foothold. I cannot take a stand. I am not able to stand firm. Why? In verse 3, he said, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. We know that God is good to the faithful, and God is angry and his wrath on those who are unfaithful. But then, how we can see wicked people prosperous? As if he is not understanding, or he cannot accept, he cannot bear it, how God is blessing those who are wicked, those who are against him, those who are against the Lord. He is seeing them are prosperous. How he saw them, they are prosperous. They have no struggles. Externally, they are laughing, they are fine, they are smiling, they have good positions, good cars, good families, they have money, they have treasures, their bodies are healthy and strong, they look healthy, they eat very expensive food, the best quality food, dress they have, they are free from the burden common to man, they don't think much. The problem of the writer, certain time finances, certain time future planning, struggling with a certain life issue. But then he's seeing those arrogant, they are not plagued by human ills. They are free. He's seeing them, they are fine. And he can't understand why God is helping and supporting those wicked who are against him. And what was the result of that? Therefore, pride is their necklace. They're becoming more proud. They think that, oh, we have money, we have power, we have prestige, and we have people with us. Oh, it means God is happy with us. It means that we are the righteous people. We are the right people. We are the people of the land. We are the people who can do whatever we like. Pride will raise up. They clothe themselves with violence. They threaten people. They boast with their power and their armies and their strength and their resources and their military power. All this the wicked would do. And Asaph and me and you, we are struggling certain time. Where are you, Lord? Why those evil people, you are prospering them? From their callous hearts come iniquity. The more they plan evil and wickedness, the evil conceit of their minds know no limit. They are trying to think more wicked things because they think that God is not there, that they are the one who will be the one to plan and who will be the one to do whatever they like. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. They threaten people. They threaten families. They threaten countries. They threaten those who are poor, those who are having difficulties. They are oppressed by the rich people. Their mouth lay claim to heaven. Oh, it is so far now that they are claiming that the future they can do, and whatever the outcome of their things, they are in their hand. These are the things that belong to God. But here the wicked, as I've been seeing them, and even for there are wicked people around you. In spite of their wickedness, that we find that God is keeping them doing what they like, and their tongues take possession of the air. They will say, we will do that, and we will do this, and we can do it, and we have all the resources to do that. Therefore, their people turn to them. We find people now, after those people who are wicked, because they are wealthy, because they have power, because they have people with them, more people will turn around them, will come to them and drink up waters in abundance. There are people who will come to support them because they are getting something good from them. Oh, people, when they see you poor, when the people see you have less power, they think that you are useless, you are of no benefit. So they will search and they will go to people who has power. And Asaph, he cannot understand all that. He's questioning, why God? Why God is allowing all these things? Why he's allowing it? Why those wicked, those who does not believe in Christ, those who are doing wrong, still we find them without problem. But we who follow God, who follow his will, we are having a lot of difficulties. They say, how can God knows? Does the Most High have knowledge? It is so far now, they are so boasting the wicked, and Asaph cannot understand. Cannot understand. This is what the wicked are like, always carefree. They increase in wealth. He say that they don't have a problem, the more they are increasing. And then Asaph is saying in verse 13, and you may say also, surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. What for I am following God? What for I am disciplining myself? What for I am, even for a small sin, I am crying and repenting from the depth of my heart? What for I am doing all that in vain? Have I washed my hands in innocence? He say, I am trying my best not to do anything wrong with my hand. I am trying my best to keep my heart pure because I want to please God. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning. I am under God's discipline. For small wrongdoing, God is disciplining me. God is watching over the simple wrongdoing I am doing. But the wicked who are around me, the more they are doing wrong, but I am seeing God is quiet. As if he say, if I had said I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children. He say, I cannot speak up. What the people will say about God, what the people will say about what I am thinking in my mind, why God is allowing the wicked to prosper. When I try to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. As if he say, that I love God, I follow God, as you and me, we love and we follow God. But why God is allowing wrongdoers, evildoers, wickedness to be rampant, and he's quiet, and he's not doing anything? These thoughts, when it come to your minds, my brother, this thought, when it coming to your minds, my sister, it will oppress you, it give you oppression, and it give you sadness. But that is not the truth. That is not the truth. Till I enter the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. The sanctuary of God is where we will be in God's presence. There are certain time, there are many thoughts coming to your mind. Negative thoughts. Paradoxical thoughts. Thoughts that contradict what you understand from God and the Word of God. This is the time that you need to sit with the Lord and open your heart, open your thought to Him. Speak to Him. Speak to Him. Sitting with the Lord. Keeping a quiet time. Rest at the feet of Jesus is very important. This is the place and the time where we can hear the voice of God, and God will explain to us the thing that we cannot understand from the phenomena and the circumstances that is taking place around us. The sanctuary of God is where God's word is preached also and taught, and where the counsel of God is there, when the people of God who can explain to you the thing that you cannot understand and the thing that you cannot grasp, what is the meaning of it, the life circumstances around you may bring complexities, perplex, things that you cannot put it in a practical way. Why is this going on around me in a way that should not be like that. Solomon also, he observed this. He say in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 14, there is something else meaningless that occurs on earth. Righteous men who get what the wicked deserve, and wicked men who get what the righteous deserve. He say the wicked people, they are getting the good things, but the righteous people, they are getting what is due to the wicked. How God would allow that? In Matthew chapter 5, the Lord Jesus say in his word, he spoke something about that phenomena that sometimes we cannot understand. Why God is quiet where the wicked are expanding, and we it look like they are blessed. He say in his word, Matthew chapter 5, he say in verse 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. He sent his blessing not only to the righteous, but even to the unrighteous. God is gracious, not to the righteous only, but even to the unrighteous. God is giving chance to the wicked people. That what they have is the love of God. God is giving them chance to repent. That's why he's showing them love, that they may understand that there's a God who is blessing them, that they may turn away and repent and go to him. That's one of the reasons why God sometimes is quiet when the wicked are flourishing, because he is showing them love. The other point we must understand, that material blessing is not a standard, and it is not a proof of God approval. When people have material things, that does not mean God is happy with them. Sometimes we find Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, they are very rich, but that does not mean God is approving them, or God is happy with them. And that is the same for you. If you have material blessing and you are living in sin, that does not mean that God is happy with you. It's very important. Even when God is answering a prayer, that does not mean you are a righteous man. Certain times, God answers a prayer. God is a blessing when even there's a wickedness. It's for a time, but he will rise up and he will judge finally. We must understand this. We must understand that when we find people rich, but they are living their lives, or they are getting their income and their resources from the wrong way, that does not mean me and you will go and do like them. We must understand their riches and money, plenty that they have, that is not indicating that God approving their life. God approving the righteous as he repent. Repentance is required. And one more point. Even spiritual blessing does not mean that God is approving the people who are doing wrong, and he is still blessing them spiritually. That does not mean God is approver to them. In Matthew chapter 7, and Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and perform many miracles? then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. God is enabling those people to preach and to prophesy and even to drive out demons. But if there is sin in their life, that does not mean they are pardoned or forgiven. We are pardoned and forgiven by the blood of Jesus when we repent. So, even if there is spiritual gifts, that does not mean that God is approving that person. This is very important. The only true sign of God's approval is God's discipline. When I sin against the Lord and the Lord disciplines me, I am grateful to God because He is approving me. And that is what the Word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 5 onward speak about this matter. Material blessing is not a sign of God's approval, because as we have read in Psalm 73, the wicked are prospered. But that does not mean God is happy with them. And also, spiritual blessing is not a sign of God's approval. According to Matthew 7, the Lord says, even there are people who drive out demons, who prophesy, who do the work of God, but they are living in sin and they are evildoer. God will tell them, I don't know you, away from me, evildoers. Hebrews 12 speak about signs of God's approval. In verse 5 he say, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when He rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes everyone He accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not the true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who discipline us, and we respect them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Then we find here clearly that when God is disciplining us, when we do wrong, and at once God disciplines us, it means God is approving us as His own children. But when you do sin and God is quiet and God is allowing you to continue to do sin, it means that God had rejected you. The Word of God makes us understand things in more clear way. King Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 in verse 12 and verse 13, although a wicked man commit 100 crimes and still lives a long life, I know that it will go better with God-fearing men who are reverent before God. He say that even the wicked, they do wrong, they do crimes, and God is quiet. He say those who are righteous, it will go well with them. Yet because the wicked do not fear God, it will not go well with them, and their days will not lengthen like a shadow. Now, God would allow certain time injustice to be prevailed for a while. He's checking and testing. If we see wickedness prosper and we are enticed to do the same, God is allowing this to check us Are we going to follow him and continue live according to his word, or we will be enticed and do wrong? That is an important point here. God is allowing the circumstances around you. You may see wicked people prosper, and you who follow God, you are having a hard time. That should not oppress you, this thought. You must be, praise the Lord, because the name of Christ is on you. Do not allow Satan to deceive you. Even the wicked people who does not follow God, now they are better than you. At the end, you will be better than them. As if you say, till I enter the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. You know the final destiny of the wicked? And one more thing, do you know how the wicked they think? Do you know how they are living their life? Do you know what is in their heart? Even you can see them, they are laughing, and they look like happy, they are eating, they look like healthy. But you know what is sadness in their heart? You know what is grieving in their heart? You know what the nightmares they see in the night? You know how they are having difficulty to sleep? You know how they are tortured from every side? You don't see these things. But God is with you. The Lord say, my peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. We have the peace of the Lord. Even the material things, we have not much. Even we have more trials and difficulty, but God's peace is with us. We have the assurance of eternal life. We have the destiny that we will be with the Lord forever. He say, Asaph, when God explained to him, it was some shock from the Lord. He wake him up. He tell him, how you are thinking this way? And God's message for you today. You hear the message. You may be in ties with evildoers and people around you who are wicked and they don't follow Christ, but they are better than you. God is telling you how you are thinking in this way. Do you not know what will be their destiny? You don't know what will be the outcome of their life? When the Lord will come again, they will be left behind. When they will die, where they will be end up? They will be end up in hell. In verse 18 he say, surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed? Completely swept away by terrors. If the Lord will come tonight, where those rich people who do wicked, where they will be end up? Those evil doers, those having power, but they are evil doers, where they will be end up when the Lord will come tonight? If they will die tonight, if God will call them and will take their life tonight, where they will be end up if they don't know the Lord and they don't follow His word? Do you want to have the same destiny? Or now you repent and say, Lord, I will follow you whatever the cause. I will continue to walk in your ways, O Lord, whatever the hardship and circumstances that I am suffering for you. As a dream when one awakes, so when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. Yes, Lord. Now I understand, as I'm saying, now I understand what is different between me who live a righteous life, even though I suffer now, but my destiny, it will be with the Lord. I'll be with the Lord forever, and the Lord will bless me abundantly. I will be now suffering for a short time, but later I will live with God forever. But the wicked who are now prosperous, when the end will come, they will be go down, and I will rise up and walk with the Lord. Asaph start to repent of his previous thoughts and decisions, and God wanted to repent because you are comparing yourself. Why others are better than me? Why others are getting more salaries? Why others they have better houses? Why others they are eating better food? They have better clothes. They have more prestige. They have better jobs. Time for you to realize what God has given you. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Life forever and life to the full. As if he said in verse 21, when my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. He say, when I was seeking that way, and having grieving in my heart and bitterness in my heart, he say I behave like a, I was like animal to think in this way. I was like a beast who think that the wicked are better than me. Yes, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I know now, Lord, I am better than them because you are with me. You are approving my life. Yet I am always with you. Yes, Lord, I am coming back to you. You hold me by my right hand. As if he's saying now, he understands that and he knows that God is not away from him. God is with him and God is with you, my brother, my sister. And God is holding you by your right hand. God is holding me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. We are guided by the counsel of the Lord. Today in our suffering, we may suffer and have difficulty, but the counsel of God today enlightens us that this is temporarily, and God will take us afterward into His glory. We will live with the Lord forever. Then, that is our conclusion. Then, as I've concluded, we will conclude, whom have I in heaven but you? Yes, Lord, we have no one in heaven but you. And earth has nothing I desire beside you. Lord, you are my only desire now. Thank you for your word and your counsel and the leading of the Holy Spirit who enlightened my mind about my destiny, how the destiny of the wicked and they will perish and how I will live with you forever. My flesh, Lord, and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God's word give us strength. Sometimes you feel very weak, as if you are knocked down and very tired, because the thought that you are thinking, it give you a negative feeling, it give you discouragement, disillusion, confusion, and backsliding behavior. You don't like to give or to do anything for the Lord, because you already get a wrong conclusion that the wicked are better than you because you don't have the material things that they have. But words of God today tell us the destiny that we have in Christ Jesus is empowering us. It gives us the strength and the encouragement to go forward and serve the Lord. We have the conclusion now. Those who are far from you, O Lord, will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. Now we understand, even though they are prosper, even though they have a lot of material things, but God will destroy those who are unfaithful to him. And verse 28, and that is the conclusion of Asaph, and that is your conclusion and my conclusion. But as for me, it is good to be near God. Whatever suffering I have now, whatever sickness, whatever trials, I praise the Lord for that, and it is good to me. It is good for me to be near God. I decided to follow God. I have made the suffering Lord my refuge. He is my refuge. He is my God. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He is my Provider. He is my Banner. He is my righteousness. He is my healer. He is my refuge in time of trouble. I will tell of all your deeds. As I've entered the sanctuary of God, discouraged, sad, he's ashamed to say that the God is good. He's ashamed to go and evangelize and to tell the people, come follow God. Because how we can tell them follow God and the wicked who does not follow, they are in good condition. No, that is the deception. I will go and tell all the good things of that the Lord has done to me. I will speak about Jesus, his death on the cross, the salvation that I receive from him, the assurance of eternal life, the assurance of forgiveness, the assurance of the future that I'll be taken into glory with the Lord. I will tell all your deeds, O God. As I've entered the sanctuary, backsliding, but he left the sanctuary, the presence of God, with anointing, with encouragement, with the message that he will go forward and serve the Lord. God today is encouraging you. God today is empowering you to go on and serve Him. Not to look on the negative things and the things that you don't have, but look to what you had received from God through Christ Jesus our Lord. And let it be this motivation for you to go forward and serve the Lord and to proclaim His goodness and His faithfulness to all the people and to bring them to Christ as you pray. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you for your word that bring us encouragement and guiding us that strength is from you, Lord. Thank you because make it clear to us that the wicked even now prosper, but their destiny is destruction. And we thank you for what we have received from you, eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, your message brings refreshment and power and assurance and strength and blessing that come from you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit who revive us, who revive me, revive my brother and my sister, Lord. Encourage them, O God. Help them to realize your will, O God. Help them to follow you, O Lord. Help them not to be deceived by the material things, even the spiritual things, O God, that it is not accompanied by repentance. Help each and every one of them to repent and to follow you and walk in your ways, knowing that salvation is through Christ Jesus our Lord, after man repent and turn to God. We thank you and we praise you. O God, we pray, O God, that whoever hear the message will be printed in his mind and his heart, O Lord, and you will remind him, O God, that he will not compare himself with the other people around him who have things he does not have, knowing, O Lord, that you have blessed him, O God, with eternity, with life to the full in thy presence. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Take your message with the power of the Holy Spirit and protect it and let past barriers, past difficulties, past trials, and bring it to those who want to hear your voice. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.